Derek, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
How's the leg?
Oh, healed, man. I did, once we started up the off-season program back, I guess it was April, I was able to do everything. So I was really blessed, man, and, you know, fortunate that it wasn't worse.
You knew you broke it right away. How?
Yeah, it was sitting out to the side.
Oh!
It was sticking out, and I tried to move it back in, and it wouldn't move. You know, I could feel it catching. So, you know, I knew it wasn't good. I think, too, I've torn ligaments in my ankles, you know, playing basketball when I was younger. I've rolled my ankle plenty of times, and I knew that this was completely different feeling. So I knew it was broke, but I was still holding out hope that maybe they can tape it up. I can get back out there, but that wasn't the case.
How many surgeries have you had?
Oh, in my life, or yeah. Let me think. I had one when I was little on my right thumb, and my dad says that was the reason that I can throw now. He always likes to let me know that. I think that the one in college, that one, I think I've had three or four. I think I've had four. Yeah.
But when you're on the outside looking in, watching your team, that helpless feeling. What was that like when, you know, you've got a playoff team, you've helped lead them to, 12 wins, and you have to sit there and watch them?
Yeah, it sucked. It is so hard to win in this league. A lot of our games we won in the fourth quarter and things like that. So, you know, we definitely earned 12 wins. And, when we sit back and, we're getting ready for the playoffs, you know, we knew that we had worked really hard to get to where we were at. And just in a moment, man, it all changed. And, you know, you want to know why. You know, why us? You know, we try and do things the right way. You know, we try and be good people in these things. But it was an amazing time, you know, just to really be, you know, who I say I am, and just love on people, and just continue to be myself and show them that, hey, you know, it wasn't our time this year. We're going to come back at them next year.
If you go to a cookout, do people expect you to throw the football around?
Yes, this actually happened. I was with my wife's family, and we're sitting there, and I'm just talking, you know, with some of her family and cousins, and we're having a good time. And all of a sudden, I see a football get broke out, and like all the eyes like go to me. So I was like, okay, all right, I guess we're gonna do this.
But would you rather not be the quarterback?
You know. I don't want to be, you know, at those things, but then it gets to a point when I see other people throwing that I just say, you know, I think I got it from here.
Does anybody ever say, throw it as hard as you can?
You know what? I've had that happen a lot of times in my life, actually, which is hilarious. Because, you know, they'll see me throw one on TV and they're like, dude, they say you got like one of the strongest arms, you know? And I was like, well, you know, I try, you know, and like, you throw it as hard as you can. And actually, a great story. I was at my buddy's house when I was in seventh grade. Okay. And back then I could already throw the ball about 65, 70 yards. And he said, this college tight end was at his house at the University of Houston. And he said, come on, man, I play with college quarterbacks. Throw it as hard as you can. I threw it at him and snapped his finger to the side so quick. He was screaming and running down the street. And so I usually tell people that story after they say, throw it as hard as you can. And so then they're like, oh, yeah, maybe not as hard as you can. So, yeah.
He's Derek Carr, the Raiders quarterback. Now that everybody knows how much you make, how does that feel, though? It's got to be weird that everybody looks at you. Like, people look at you differently, I'm going to guess, because – you're now the highest paid quarterback in the game.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird. I love like helping people, and I love doing special things, especially spur of the moment, just for random strangers too. But now it's like, if they know who you are and you walk into a restaurant, they're like, oh man, they look at you like, is he going to buy my meal? You know, it's like, not if you ask, you know,
are you a different tipper? Funny, are you a different tipper now?
No, I've always been very generous.
Oh, okay.
My wife worked in the restaurant business, and she was a waitress, so I know how that goes. She's taught me well. I've always been very generous, and I want to honor the people that, you know, take care of us. But It's so weird that people like know your salary, and actually it's not. They probably think it's more than actually what it is because they forget about taxes and all those things. But they say, like, man, you could, like, get an island and stuff. Like, no, I couldn't. Like, you just get random people saying these things to you, and it's like, you have no clue, man. But yeah, we are very fortunate and blessed. But, it is a different thing when you walk around and people, like, know exactly. They can look it up. I was like, well, I want to know exactly what you make.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, you know.
But you backloaded because of state income tax in Las Vegas? Is that the strategy by your agent?
Yeah. I mean, in a very small sense of it, yes. I didn't really care about, you know, getting all the cash in my hands right now. You know, I trust, you know, Reggie and what he told me and, you know, and the fact that they love me and they want me here forever. So I said, well, if that's the case, man, you know, obviously anything can happen. But, you know, I'll bank on myself continuing to work hard and, you know, be a good player for you. I said, let's try and push some of that back, obviously, for tax reasons and those things. But also, more importantly, the number one reason why I wanted to do that is because we have guys coming up that we needed to get signed, and I wanted to help the team do that. So, you know, getting guys like Gabe Jackson, getting guys like Khalil, you know, Mari's going to come up at some point. I wanted to make sure we could keep our team together, and that's the number one reason we did it is I did not want to hurt my team and, you know, have some of my best friends, you know, leave and go play somewhere else.
Do you feel like you're the best quarterback? You're the highest paid, but, and I know that's temporary, but where do you sort of feel like you stand with your competitors?
Oh, man. You know, when it comes to accolades, I'm nowhere near what they've done. There's a lot of rings out there. There's a lot of talent-wise, yeah. I would love to, you know, throw against any of those guys, you know, and I've played against a lot of them, you know, and, you know, stood toe to toe with them and thrown against them. And, you know, there's never going to be a time where in the NFL, like, you play against some of the best guys in the league and you're like, oh, well, they can't make that throw. Yeah, they can. Everyone can make every throw. So, you know, it's not like, well, I can make this throw better than him. No, you know, everyone can make every throw. But talent wise, I will always, I'm super competitive now, you know, I will never say, no, man, that guy can throw better than me. I'll never be one of those, but I will never, ever take anything away from anybody also.
Are you a Golden State Warrior fan?
You know what? I pull for them. I've been a Laker fan since I was little, so I am a Laker fan. But I do pull for the hometown team, especially, you know, there's a lot of good guys on that team to root for.
Hmm. But if the Lakers are playing the Golden State Warriors, who are you rooting for?
I'm wearing a Laker jersey.
Okay. All right.
So Steph wore a Panther jersey for the Carolina game.
Ooh,
when they came and played us. So
that's right.
I would definitely wear my Laker jersey if they were playing. I mean, I did. You know, when Kobe played his last game at Oracle during his last season, we actually went and sat right behind the Lakers bench, you know, got to meet him afterwards and talk to him. I was definitely all about the Lakers that day.
All right, we have over under the amount of money you spent. After you signed this contract, did you treat yourself? Okay. So we first started at $1 million, and I went, no, that's way too high. I'm going to say, did you spend $10,000 or more on something?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I did.
Oh,
I definitely did, because I had to pay my brother back for something from a long time ago.
Wait, you owed David money?
So what we did is when we started our gym, there was a small thing that we wanted to get. And I said, you know what? Like, just messing around when I hadn't even been drafted yet. I said, put it on me. You know, put that on my tab. And so we really kept a running total, and I never paid him for like 4 years. And so finally he's like, hey, man, you remember that thing that you said to put on your tab? You're half of the gym? I said, yeah, it's time to pay for that. So I did, you know, just being, you know, being funny. So, yeah, absolutely.
How much was it? Was it over 10 grand?
No, it was over. It was definitely over. I won't get into the details, but, it was definitely over.
Okay. What do you drive?
I have a truck. I have a Ford truck.
Oh, okay.
That I love. I have that. I have a little 2-door car that I like to drive around, a little Audi, and then and then my wife's got her truck. So yeah, we like trucks. We like sitting up high on the road.
So you haven't done the minivan thing yet?
No, I tried though. So David did. you know, he has like 18 kids with like eight dogs. So he got a minivan and he put rims on it. He blacked out the windows. You know, he put a system, you know, he put everything in this thing, and his wife comes rolling around.
Oh, no.
And after about, I think, 3 months, he said, yeah, I can't do this anymore. So I think I'm going to go for the passenger van next. I think that I'm going to do that and try and soup it up.
I like it. Well, you got the coin. Now that everybody knows how much you make, good luck going on to the dealership lot there. They're going to see you coming. Derek
Carson. No doubt.
Yeah. Hey, congrats on the contract. You're always one of our favorites. We appreciate you making time for us, and we'll talk to you when the season starts.
Oh, always. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it, man.
All right. It's Derek Carr. He's very rich now.